Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. We continue to follow this, what is developing into a monster storm, Helene, in the Gulf of Mexico. You pointed out when you see it on radar, the area of red, you know, we're used to seeing that counterclockwise circulation. It basically fills the Gulf of Mexico as it moves north towards what they call the Big Bend, where the Florida Panhandle is. And it's going to disrupt flights, already has. So if you, even if you don't have a flight in that direction, because Atlanta will be eventually affected too, the largest or the busiest airport in the world, a lot of flights go either through there or destined, you know, in some way, shape, or form, it could mess up your plans.
So just one example would be Tampa to Atlanta. Nothing can go from Tampa because the airport is closed. I don't know how many flights a day you're talking about, but it's got to be dozens.
Well, that's a busy airport, too. So expect it around 10 o'clock tonight to make landfall in the area. And you're familiar, as I am, with Florida. You lived in Jacksonville. How many years?
About seven.
No, well, that's long enough to know.
Mm-hmm.
I lived in West Palm Beach when I got into radio out of college. For about a year and a half, we didn't have any major storms then. They seem to be more frequent. We're seeing that. And the Gulf is seeing more storms than even they normally do.
The last year I was in Jacksonville when we had like a whole bunch of hurricanes was 2004. It was a lot. And I've been visiting Florida since the late 80s. Friends of mine in Jupiter, Tequesta, which is near West Palm Beach. And then over in Port Charlotte, on the other side of the peninsula. So I would say that I've gotten a pretty good look at Florida over the years. Haven't been back in a couple, but they've been really drilled and drilled hard. And this one, Helene, is going to go in. It's going to go ashore just south of Tallahassee. And it could be quite a mess left in Tallahassee. They've shut down all the universities. I'm sure they've told people to clear out.
So we'll keep you posted on Helene. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris' visit continues to make news. We have details on that and reaction to her economic plan rolled out yesterday at CMU, as you heard with Paul at the top of this hour. Also, another school district dealing with remote learning because of threats, but Highland School District has been able to at least identify the person they think is responsible.
Yeah, they have. This was the threat that was made on Tuesday, Larry. There's been two this week. The person that they've identified with the Tuesday hoax is under 18. They'll be charged in juvenile court. So this is going to be a criminal case. And then they're back on a remote schedule again today because last night there was another unfounded threat that the police will now have to figure out where it came from.
Yeah, and they're really trying to figure this out. So we know in Westmoreland County, the district attorney there is trying to come up with a plan to deal with this, but it's so disruptive to the teachers, students, parents, everybody involved.
One idea that I heard laid out was have student assemblies and show people pictures of or have the people who make these hoax bomb threats come forward and apologize to the student body. So everyone there can see what happens, right?
Yeah, because
you know, who wants to be hauled up in front of all your students, you know, your fellow classmates to make an apology for something you shouldn't have done?
Yeah, it's just so easy now with social media. And then what happens is they're asking the kids, don't resend anything that you see like that. Tell us about it.
Oh, you mean like forwarding it?
Yeah, they're resending it to other kids. Oh, look at this, and they'll send it to a bunch of their friends, and it spreads like wildfire. Anyway, you know what Marty Griffin's doing tonight?
There's no telling.
He's going to see Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, that's going to be a good show.
PPG Paints Arena.
One funny man.
Well, did you ever see him in a movie? He was in a few movies. The Green Book.
The Green Book, yep.
The Irishman.
The Irishman. I like that one a lot.
Bookie. And then he did the one with Robert De Niro as his father, About My Father. And I've never seen him live, but I've watched some of his stuff.
You've played a clip of his before where he's in the grocery checkout line.
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
They gave up on us. They said, you do it. Yeah, I'm gonna share a little clip. You could use a little laugh. Download the free Odyssey app. Take us with you wherever you go. A-U-D-A-C-Y. And I know where Marty's going, Aaron, tonight. Probably doesn't want people to know. But I'm going to,
tell him
Marty's
anyway.
Not shy. If I told Marty, don't say anything, of course, Marty would say it.
Yep.
He's going to Sebastian Maniscalco tonight at PPG Paints Arena. So he texted me the other night. He goes, how long is that show? I'm thinking to myself, well, how do I know? Does he have anyone that, is going to do stand-up before him?
Right.
Yeah, actually, he has two guys. How long is that going to last? So it's kind of funny.
He needs you to clock it for him.
Now, do you know who Sebastian Maniscalco is?
I do. I really haven't had the chance to see him yet, but my husband saw him the night before our wedding.
Oh, yeah, because he's been to Pittsburgh. He sold out to Benedum. Now he's at PPG Paints Arena again.
Yep.
And the show's at 7:30. I think still a few tickets left. But when I first got interested in Sebastian Maniscalco, I actually interviewed him twice. And the first time, I didn't really know who he was. They just said, hey, there's this comedian coming to Pittsburgh. You want to talk to him? I'm like, yeah.
What a shock that must have been. You're like, this guy is hilarious.
Well, to that point, he talks about everyday things. And his dad is an Italian immigrant. They're from the Chicago area. And he has a wife that's maybe opposite. He's more outgoing. Let's just say that. She's a little more laid back.
Right.
So you got this Roman Catholic Italian American from Chicago, and he's married to a Jewish woman. It's funny. He talks about the food, the difference. The first time he went to their family house, he's thinking to himself, where's the bread?
Marty said yesterday that he's like an actual talent, and he really is. He like has the gift, actually, of making people laugh. Like some comedians maybe have to warm up to that and being good at stand-up, but he's just naturally so gifted.
That said, have you ever had to take your car? You have a friend, you said, you and your husband, Vinny, that fixes stuff when it's related to mechanical.
Yes.
Have you ever had to go to a body shop?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Harry talks about something his wife did to his car. Now he's got to get it fixed. Sebastian Maniscalco.
I got to go to a body shop. You ever go there? Man, they're waiting for you to pull in. What are you going to do, fix it in your garage? You do body work? I know nobody that does this. I got to go in. You go to a body shop, everybody comes out. The whole garage. When you pull in, there's a guy that, hey, we got one. Let's take a look at it. And they swarm the car. They just, I thought I was at a Cirque du Soleil show. They were, and they call out the head guy. It's the best actor they got. Frankie, you want to take a look at this? As soon as he sees the car, he's like, whoa. What'd you get, sideswiped by a semi? I said, no, my wife calls this a graze. She says you could get it out with some carnauba wax. I can't open the door, but she says this is a $9 job with some carnauba wax. I can't yell or scream at the house. I have to suppress all my emotion and feeling into my feet, and I don't know who I am anymore. But she just says it's a graze. I don't understand why she didn't see anything. We have sensors and a camera in the vehicle, but of course I could mention that in the heat of the moment, or I'd be sleeping outside on the lawn. So if you could just get out your wax and buff that out, that would be fantastic.
Was that on his like Netflix feature? Doesn't he have a little?
Yeah, but one of the things that I really enjoyed with Sebastian Maniscalco was talking about when people come to the door now. Company.
I was sitting in my house a couple weeks ago, just relaxing. My doorbell rang. This is weird. It's a different feeling when your doorbell rings today opposed to 20 years ago, right? 20 years ago, your doorbell rang, that was a happy moment in your house. It's called company. You'd be sitting there on a Thursday night watching TV, your doorbell rang, the whole family shot off the couch. Oh my God! Put the lights on, Somebody's here. We got people. The whole family went to the door. The kids were in socks. They slid up to the door. Nobody looked to see who it was. Right, you just opened up the door. You were like, oh, my God, look at that.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. And Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Look at us here. And you'd ask him, what the hell are you doing here? And the person would be like, I was in the neighborhood. I thought I might stop by, see how the kids are doing. They're like, oh, come on in. We're going to have some cake. Your mother had a little Entenmann's. Be some Sara Lee crumble cake. Just in case company came over. She made an announcement when she bought it. She's like, listen, nobody touch this cake. This is for company only. Those crap muffins, those are for you people.
He is so funny. Oh, my goodness.
Man, I wish I was going.
Me too.
Marty will be sitting on stage, you know, because he has good contacts everywhere.
I could just hear his mother saying, I don't sound like that.
He just makes a text and people, you know, Marty, I'm a little envious. But, you know, the good Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General is up in the Cranberry area, right there in LaSalle Plaza. And this morning, via video on the radio, you can see Doc at kdkradio.com. He's sporting his Pirates hat. Final home game of the year, Doc, is today at PNC. Are you going?
Yeah. No, I'm not. I have to work, but I hope they win.
Yeah, you're a sports fan, just like us.
Yes, I am.
Hopefully they'll figure it out for next year. But in the meantime, we got answers. You've got answers. We've got questions from your fans. Jeremy in Monroeville wants to know, Dr. Mike, my 8-year-old 72-pound dog has started limping off and on. Should I be concerned, and when is it time to see a vet?
You know, if they're limping off and on, just check their pads very carefully in between the toes as well. Make sure they didn't step on something, if they have a crack down there or a cut. Sometimes you'll find little growths down there that could be causing the pain. But around 7 years old, 8 years old, I start thinking about arthritis. That's about the age, is, you know, for the, especially the larger dogs, 72 pounds, where they start to show signs of arthritis, slow getting up. They have to warm up, then they warm out of it. And those are the typical things. I mean, cancer, bone cancer, and neurologic issues, you'll usually see them stumbling. With bone cancer, they're very painful. You touch them, they hurt. So I always say it's good to get a diagnosis. Make sure it's not something like Lyme disease that's causing them to limp occasionally. Very simple things that we can find out. But that's very typical as they get older. So sometimes we start the weight control and we start some maybe nutraceuticals, things to help the pain.
Dr. Mike, Sarah in Carnegie is asking about something that I've experienced with both of my dogs previously and wants to know, what are the signs that the dog might have a urinary tract infection and how you can prevent them in the future?
Yeah, it's a good question. A lot of people seem to have those issues. It's the classic sign is they're frequently going to the bathroom and they're staying there. And sometimes it looks like they're straining and not a lot's coming out, or they're staying in one place in a long time, or they're going very small amounts all over the place. Strong odor. If you put a paper towel over it, you see blood. That's obviously a sign of an infection. And then the behavioral changes. They start acting differently. They move around. They drink excessively. They start drinking more water. So those kinds of things are typical signs of the UTI, urinary tract infection. If they get them, or how to prevent them, just make sure they have a good balanced diet. There's a lot of urinary health diets and lots of water, you know, plenty of hydration, and make sure they get frequent chances to go out to the bathroom. You know, making it or holding it too long can lead to urinary tract infections as well. So those would be typical ways to prevent it.
Brett in Bethel Park wants to know, Dr. Mike, what's the best way to prevent my dog from getting worms? And how do I know if they have them? I love this question because, you know, nobody wants to talk about those parasites, but you.
I know. Leave it to the vet, you know, to start describing them. But obviously, if you see them, you know, if they go to the bathroom and you see things that might look like rice or I'm not supposed to say food, but spaghetti. Hopefully nobody's eating that for breakfast.
Understood.
And, right. And then if they're, you believe it or not, we talk about scooting all the time being anal gland impactions, but once in a while that's pinworms or some kind of worm. So tapeworms, things like that. So scooting could be a sign. I always tell people, you know, take a fecal sample in. If you have any questions, we can find that very easily. We look for the eggs. And then prevention, the monthly preventives we use for heartworm disease contain products that take care of roundworms and hookworms. Most of them, like HeartGuard, take care of heartworms, hookworms, roundworms, and then Interceptor, you add whipworms to that too. So a lot of times you're giving a prevention every month. And I do recommend those because dogs always have their nose on the ground, sniffing the wildlife and the, you know, the droppings. So it's just a good idea to help prevent those worms.
Doc, we have a bonus question. Pam and Apollo, first, can you tell us what PRP is?
Yes, platelet-rich plasma. That's your platelets or clotting factors. You get a cut, they go there and they rush and they cut it, but they're like a balloon. They spill out a whole bunch of growth factors and things that are great for healing. They start the whole cascade of healing.
Will they be able to use PRP for a kidney disease for a 14-year-old pug?
I don't think that PRP is going, it wouldn't hurt, but I don't think it's going to help that. They've done a lot of work with stem cells, which is our regenerative cells, repair cells for kidney disease, but I don't think the PRP by itself is going to be enough. There might be some studies on it. I'm not sure. I haven't seen any, but platelet-rich plasma is more for starting that cascade of healing, and then the stem cells are for repair. That would be something more directed, and then of course, a kidney transplant is the other option that many people, I have only seen done once in my career. So many people can't afford it and they don't have the right sibling to have a donated kidney. So I wish I could give you better information on that.
Doc, always great to catch up with you. Have a good weekend.
You too. It's my pleasure.
The good Dr. You Mike Hutchinson, Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. Our weekly visit is now concluded. All right, please resume your normal. We have an update down to Hurricane Helene, Paul.
Wow, this is a fast-growing hurricane overnight up to a Category 2. When we got it to work this morning, it was up to Category 1. So this is the warmest, according to David Parkinson at CBS, the warmest water on the planet right now is in the Gulf of Mexico. And that only does what? Fuels these storms and makes them bigger.
Right. It's literally an energy source, and that's why the heated waters provide a chance for these storms to grow. This is a monster storm.
It is. It is. And what they're thinking now is that the storm surge could reach 20 feet along the Florida coast south of Tallahassee. They've been told to leave. Mandatory evacuations now in 15 Florida counties. States of emergency have been posted in Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, and they're warning. The officials are warning that this could be the worst storm in Tallahassee's history.
We'll continue to follow. That's the latest and the update from South Florida. Now, in Washington, on Capitol Hill, a very important hearing.
Oh, the House Task Force that's been looking into the assassination attempt is holding a hearing today. This is the committee that's chaired by Congressman Mike Kelly of Butler County.
And KDKTV's Jennifer Barrasso is there on Capitol Hill.
We've learned a lot from whistleblower reports to yesterday's scathing Senate report. This morning, in just a couple of hours, the House Task Force investigating the attempted assassination against former President Donald Trump, digging into answers about the security failures at the Trump rally on July 13th.
The witness list includes Butler County's Emergency Services Unit Commander, a Butler Township Police Officer, a Pennsylvania State Police Lieutenant, a former U.S. Secret Service Agent, and the Allegheny County Medical Examiner.
I told them they need to post the guys here.
The Butler Township Police Officer is the person who was captured on body camera video, fuming that he warned the Secret Service days before the rally to secure the AGR building where the shooter, Thomas Crooks, got on top of, firing 8 shots that hit former President Trump, killed Corey Comparator, and critically injured James Copenhaver and David Dutch. The Secret Service has acknowledged mistakes with communication, equipment, and decision-making before and during the rally. A bipartisan Senate committee report released yesterday called it a perfect storm of a stunning failure.
This morning's congressional hearing starts at 9:30 on Capitol Hill. Jennifer Barrasso, KDK TV News.
And one of the stunning takeaways yesterday from that interim Senate report, Paul, was the comment when asked, why didn't you warn the Secret Service when Donald Trump was on the stage 2 minutes before the shooting? He said
it didn't cross his mind.
Didn't cross his mind.
Really unfortunate revelation that we're going to probably hear some things we don't want to hear today, too.
That's the latest, and we'll keep you posted as the candidates continue to come to Pittsburgh and surrounding areas.